So I am Sandra Stewart. I want to introduce myself to those that may not know me. And if I do not know you, then please come see me today sometime so I can get to know you, because I think that one of the blessings that we have as sisters in Christ is that we have this opportunity to get to know one another, support one another, and encourage one another. So there are three things I want to talk about very quickly before we get started. And so the first one is that I'm very blessed to have this opportunity. So when John first approached and said, hey, would you be willing to present at the women's conference? I said, sure, that's great. And he said, oh, great, we're doing the feast days. And I said, oh, yay, that's wonderful. Right? Because it's like, oh, wow, I don't know that we've ever conquered something like that at the women's day. But I have got to tell you that it has been an absolute blessing. I have learned so much and hope to have the opportunity for us to learn together and know more about why these feasts were important, what they meant to God and the Israelites, and how they apply to us today. The second thing I want to talk about is that I'm not here to teach you. I'm really here to facilitate our learning together. This subject is so deep that these feast days, and I know the women that have prepared this would say the same thing, these could be like a whole, semester of teaching in a Bible class, because there's so much depth and complexity to these feasts and how they relate to us today. And so I tried to choose specific things that I thought we could relate to that would help us grow, learn and grow in the Word and what it means to us today. And then the last thing, so I want us to learn together. And guys, I'm going to just be honest with you. There's so much to the Feast of Weeks and Pentecost that there are many things that I won't be able to cover today, but I want to make sure that if you have something you want to bring forth, please do, because this is our opportunity to share with one another. And then the last thing is, if you'll look at the board, confidence in God's plan. Last night, Heidi asked us to be thinking about tradition. And I want us, as we go through our lesson today or our study together today, I want you to think about confidence in God's plan. Because before I started this study, I really didn't have a good picture of that. But we can have so much confidence in God's plan and where He began, what it meant for us, and how it can impact our spiritual life today. So I want us to be able to keep that in mind as we go through our lesson. So if you're on this page and you look at the first column, I forgot that I'm advancing my own slides today. Where do I point this? Okay. All right. So the first thing we're going to do is look at our first column. And the first column is a free write. And what a free write does is it helps us to think about what we already know. And so in the first column today, I'm going to give you 1 minute. It's a very quick free write. I'm going to tell you that when we're finished, I'm going to ask you to give us some ideas of what you already know about the Feast of Weeks and Pentecost, so that we kind of have that idea in our mind. But also, before we start, I want you to know that in the second column, that is an opportunity for you then, as people are speaking or as we are learning new information today, that you can use that second column to add the things that you might not have known about the Feast of Weeks and Pentecost and what that might mean for us. So I'm going to give you 1 minute. Let me put my phone on here. And just free write. So go.